Hundreds of Taliban fighters left their stronghold of Kunduz in northern Afghanistan today and surrendered to Northern Alliance forces. The surrender follows 10 days of bombing by U.S. planes and artillery attacks from the Northern Alliance. In recent days, the Northern Alliance has occupied several major cities in Afghanistan. One is Talokan, which rests in a mountain valley near the border with the former Soviet Republic of Tajikistan. From Talokan, NPR Steve Inskeep sent this audio postcard.
Just 10 days ago, the Taliban ruled this city. Today, Northern Alliance soldiers filled the streets, carrying their rifles and gawking at the sights of Talokan. Horse-drawn cabs roll through these streets. The drivers have decorated their two-wheeled carts with red flowers and jingle bells. It's a pleasant ride, though when the horse gets moving, Talokan's polluted air stings your eyes. You taste the exhaust of battered jeeps and wood fires and passing Northern Alliance tanks. On the main street, the horse cabs roll past a sidewalk performer chanting a traditional Islamic poem. At the main intersection, traffic cops stand in a guardhouse. In their white hats, they resemble yacht captains. They shout and wave their arms as if they might somehow affect the anarchy around them. Talokan is the busy center of a farming region, and Saeed Hamidullah is proud to say he grew up here.
Talokan is the best city in all of Afghanistan, I think. Do you know? The weather in Talokan is very nice compared to Kunduz, Mazar-e-Sharif and other cities. We have sufficient amount of water here. There is very good river.
That river flows right by the maintenance yard where the Northern Alliance now parks its tanks. More than 20 years ago, Afghan authorities planned to use Talokan's river to create hydroelectric power. Constant warfare blocked that project. Today, much of the city still has no electricity, and the river water powers only the sewers. Just as in medieval cities, open sewer channels flow down both sides of every street. You can't go anywhere without stepping over the streams carefully. 10 years ago, Afghanistan still had a postal service, but the civil war stopped that too. Saeed Hamidullah is amused when a visitor asks about Talokan's unemployment rate.
It is easy to say how many people employed.
It's easier to count the people who are actually working.
Yes, it is easy to calculate this, the people they are working. Yeah.
Around 5 o'clock, Talokan's residents break the daily fast they observe during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Many visit the Hotel Kunduz. It's a restaurant that resembles one of those old American diners, with red vinyl seats, formica tables, candy jar on the counter. Mismatched and broken chandeliers hang from the ceiling. Until the other day, Taliban soldiers ate here. Now, Northern Alliance troops eat with their Kalashnikov rifles balanced between their legs. Halam Haidar caught a ride in from the front line just to eat a plate of rice with a gob of beef thrown in. This is my home province, he says, and I like this city now that it's free again, although he says the food isn't any better than what the army serves. In addition to rice, the Hotel Kunduz serves naan, flat discs of unleavened bread. Waiters rush about tossing the bread on the tables like frisbees. You can order eggs, or pickled vegetables, or bits of steak on a spit. When you're done, you pay with a stack of Afghan money the size of a brick. Dinner for four costs 600,000 Afghanis. That's less than $9. The locals have developed nimble fingers for counting their stacks of worthless cash. At a table just across from the counter, a civilian is trying to get the latest news of the war. Talokan doesn't have a radio station, so Ali Ahmad finds Radio Iran on his shortwave. He wants to know if the Northern Alliance has captured the nearby city of Kunduz. When he takes the shortwave away from his ear, Ahmad reports that the United States bombed Kunduz again on this day, but the Taliban-controlled city did not surrender. Afghanistan's war isn't over. Not yet. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Talokan, Afghanistan.